100 Quotes by Alexis de Tocqueville, narrated by Brad Carty. I go back from century to century to the remotest antiquity. I see nothing that resembles what is before my eyes. The past no longer illuminates the future. The mind walks in darkness. The French still count on a power they hate to save themselves, but saving themselves is the last thing on their mind. Freedom does not exist without morality, nor morality without faith. Democratic peoples have a natural taste for equality. They want it in freedom, and if they cannot obtain it, they still want it in slavery. History is a gallery of paintings where there are few originals and many copies. Education, as well as charity, has become a national affair for most people today. The state receives and often takes the child from its mother's arms and entrusts it to its agents. It is the state that takes charge of inspiring feelings and providing ideas to each generation. Uniformity reigns in studies, as in everything else. Diversity, like freedom, disappears every day. There is more light and wisdom in many men together than in one. The taste for public service and the desire to live off taxes is France's greatest and permanent infirmary. Tyrants are great only because we are on our knees. The concentration of power and individual servitude will therefore grow in democratic nations, not only in proportion to equality, but because of ignorance. The slave is a servant who does not argue and submits to everything without murmuring. Sometimes he murders his master, but he never resists him. Only God can be all-powerful without danger. He who seeks in freedom something other than himself is made to serve. The despots themselves do not deny that freedom is excellent. They only want it for themselves, and they maintain all others are utterly unworthy of it. Great men are passionate about the little things when they miss the big things. In democracies, each generation is a new people. One must not despise man if one wants to obtain great efforts from others and from oneself. In politics, what is often the most difficult to appreciate and understand is what is going on before our eyes. I regard as unholy and detestable the maxim that in matters of government, the majority of a people has the right to do everything. What then is a majority taken collectively, if not an individual who has opinions and most often interests contrary to another individual who is called the minority? Democracy extends the sphere of individual independence. Socialism tightens it. Democracy gives all its possible value to each man. Socialism.